Blog Talk Radio.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Mondays. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivation Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, a new beginning, a new month, a new week, new everything, man. I just feel revived and new. I finally got some sleep coming back from my tour. I apologize. I'm for missing, I think it was 2 weeks. Look at that. My mind is still whatever, but 2 weeks of radio time. But I appreciate everybody that hit me up and inboxed me and let me know that they still were listening to the archive shows because they still needed some motivation and some inspiration. So I appreciate all my worldwide listeners. Great rising to my kings and queens, my royal family. I appreciate you all. So I had a great time out in New York, as I always do, seeing, you know, the wonderful people. But it just taught me a lot. Like, so I had this conversation with one of my friends, and he was like, oh, he wanted to remove my ghetto pass, my card, for being out in New York. He says, I'm totally Floridian. I don't think necessarily is that I'm a Floridian thing or not a New Yorker, but I think it's just the season that I'm in just calls for me to be in a different setting, you know, a little more at peace, a little more calm, and I've found that here in Florida. So I embrace that. Whether it been here in Florida or anywhere else, I still would have embraced it. So shout out to my Florida families. Shout out to my New York families. I love you. You know, I love you all. Yeah, all in my heart, no matter where I'm at. So today I want to talk a little bit about why we put certain people in our lives and why we, you know, get rid of certain people. I mean, there are reasons to get rid of certain people that are really stagnating, that keep us kind of down like a weight. But at the same time, well, me, as far as me being a Christian, you know, we're called to still love on people. And that's great. But guess what, y'all? Y'all can love from afar. Y'all can also pray from a distance. You don't have to have somebody that's toxic in your life, literally in your life, right next to you or in your home. It's okay. You can pray for them. It's not their season. It's not their time. But don't allow anyone to steal your joy. Not at all. Like, I don't do that anymore. You can't steal my joy. You can't steal my blessings because they're mine. And I really can't share all my blessings with you because they were given to me. You have to get your own blessings. You know, God has enough. A lot of people think that, oh, my God, you know, you got all these blessings, and what about me? Going back to me attitude and the selfish attitude, God got enough to cover all of us. But you got to deal with that with him, with the OG, straight with him, not with me. You know, don't have issues with me because I'm basking in my blessings because I'm walking my walk the way I should. So he's such a good father, just like that. When you have children, when your parents and your kids do, you know, what you've asked them to do and they do a great job at it, they are rewarded. You know, you bless them because they pay attention to what you're asking them to do in life. And so the same thing with our big G-O-D. When we do what we're supposed to do, when we walk how we're supposed to walk, when we're more like him, he rewards us and blesses us. And not that you should do it because of the blessings, you know what I mean? But that's just, you know, that's just what a good father does. So while I was out there, I was able to really, really connect with a lot of my family, like really sit down, really see a lot of my folks that I've missed. I went to many places to check out the eat. I went to the Gruta. Yes, I got to go to the Gruta. I got to check out a couple of even new spots that I didn't know over the 40 years I've done spending in New York. But overall, I'm blessed that I can be able to do that. I was able to take my family, my kids, my daughter, you know, she don't remember much of New York, so I got to show her some areas, and even her, she really wasn't too fond of the 24/7 energy that New York brings. She's used to, you know, just a certain amount of time of day energy, and then that's it. But, you know, overall, it was a great experience for my children. I was there with all my kids, which was great. And my mom was out there, my family. So I had a great time, you know. Shout out to all those that I got to see and those that I didn't as well. You know what I found out, too? I have a lot of Facebook friends that want to stay Facebook friends. And you know what? That's cool because I need people to share and like. So I appreciate you. Thank you. Continue to be my Facebook friend. Continue to be my IG followers because I need that. And keep sharing your Snapchat stories. So with that being said, continue to follow me in all the social networks. I'm Emma E2K. Soy googleable. I'm Googleable. Just Google Emma E2K, and you'll be all in my business. Well, anyway, the business that I do expose. I'm going into music, and I will be right back.
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grief. grave, and I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's a beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
Love him, my lover. Hey. love him, I love, love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't leave it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he come in on this with y'all. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember, I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
People drive by, teenage.
Yes, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma Ituke. Another blessed Monday. Y'all know how I feel about Mondays, the double blessing on Monday, because it's a new beginning. It's a new day. And I just feel double blessed. I feel blessed every day. I think I feel double blessed every day, maybe triple on Mondays. I don't know, it could be. I'm still drinking my coffee, so bear with me. Good morning, everybody. I see you. Shout out to everybody that's listening through www.lushradioonline.com or is just clicking on the Facebook page and on the links. I see you. You can call in. Feel free if you want to chime in or just say good morning, 213-943-3705. You can call in. Again, the number is 213-943-3705. So I'm also collecting the Emma E2K video drop. Send me a drop on the format of MP3. You can just do a video, 15 seconds, no more than a minute. Just kind of letting people know how much you enjoy Motivational Mondays and for them to tune in and listen in every Monday. And I will run it on Mondays just to promote the show. So anybody is welcome to do it. If you enjoy the show, if you're a supporter of the show, make sure you do the Emma E2K, and then hashtag Emma E2K video drop. And I will be able to see it, and I will be able to repost. And you can do 15 seconds, you can do a minute. But if you do a minute, please let it be more about the show and less about you. I'm just saying it's a drop for the show. Just okay, right? We got that clear. All right, cool. Make sure you follow. Go to the website, emmaetoke.com. Go to etokemagazine.com. And so what we're talking about today is the people that you're surrounding yourself with and why are you surrounding yourself with certain people. You know, we often connect to people that are kind of doing what we're doing, but sometimes we could attract just the total opposite. So beware, eyes open, stay woke, attention to what you are actually bringing into your life, into your children's life, into your family's life. We have to be very careful of that and mindful of what we're trying to accomplish, you know, in life.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, and I see your face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring, action living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation, where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face.
Churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure. That goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
With Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan. Traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lives that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles. Brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time here. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all of my friends fade away. Oh, I know it's time here. I pray they'll hear your calling. This love has been calling for change.
Oh, be quiet. Ooh, I, devil is a lie. I choose to be live. I choose. Yeah, the choice is mine. Tell me all these lies. Trying to have me die. Oh, no. I choose to be bigger. I'm a fighter, not a quitter. Been that way since the beginning. Hey, I'm not defined by what you see. You don't validate me. I repeat, oh. Between your thighs, they kill the self-esteem, make you think you're not a queen. But it's what you choose to be. Be. Oh.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got, start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey!
Oh. day of praying.
I'm brought back to the hood,
and all you ever did was take away.
I pray for patience, but they make me want to melt their face away.
Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the cage away.
Been thugging all my life,
can't say I don't deserve to take a break.
You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.
The boys know makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful night? You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it? Broadway show, I heard a boy say,
see beneath your beautiful words. Let me see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside what you let.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million. No secret that the boat